Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Good Night Dad podcast. I'm General Eccles, joined by Brandon Schumann, and today's the day we're just going to talk about one of those unique things about Midland Classical Academy that probably needs a little more explanation. And that's the idea of revisions, or our revision policy at MCA. So Brandon, tell us about revisions.
Revisions are unique to the upper school. So this is not something that they do at the grammar school. And they've got their reasons for that. At the upper school, we have a revision policy, which allows students to learn from their mistakes. So when a student turns in an assignment that's categorized as a project type assignment, so not their participation grade, but just a project, which would be homework, tests, papers, some sort of presentation that they're giving to class, they're allowed to revise up to 70% of the points that they missed the first time through. That's an opportunity for them to learn from their mistakes. Most of our learning takes place, or a good portion of our learning takes place, when we make a mistake and we realize, oh, I didn't do that right. Revisions are an opportunity to learn to do it better the next time through. And a big part of the purpose behind that is it just hits with these teachable moments where students are willing to learn when they've seen that they've made a mistake. It incentivizes them to learn from their mistakes, and it encourages them to improve from what they did. Maybe they did good, but they can do better. Another big part of how revisions play in is, since our level of mastery is 85%, in order to move on to the next grade or the next level, so to speak, you have to earn an 85. Well, revisions can help students that may not be academic superstars, but their character allows them to overcome, to say, you know what, I'm going to work hard and improve what I've got. And that can help them be a part of learning to get that 85% and then moving on.
Brandon, I got to be honest with you. The first time we got introduced to the concept of revisions, basically a second chance to improve your number grade, to get that up to what our expectations are at MCA, initially, it didn't pass the smell test, in the sense that it kind of had that same feel or sounded like participation ribbons or not keeping score at the basketball game. And there are deadlines, though, right?
Yes. When a student does a revision, they're only going to get 70% of the original points that they missed. For instance, if the original assignment was worth 100 points and the student scores an 80, they can go back and retake that test or redo the answers or revise it. And if they get 100 the second time through, or they revise all the mistakes, they can score only 70% of those points, which is a significant portion. So they can move their 80 up to a 94 if they get a perfect score the next time through. That incentivizes them to learn from their mistakes, but it still puts the premium, and a significant premium, on doing your best the first time through and not just saying, well, I'll just revise this later. And as you alluded to just a second ago, tutors have revision deadlines, because the purpose of this is learning from your mistakes. So if a student does poorly on an assignment in September and then doesn't bother to revise it till after spring break, well, they're not really learning from their mistake. That's totally violating the spirit of what revisions is about. Tutors give revision deadlines, and they're different per tutor, they're different per class, but they're all designed to be within a range of time that allows for the student to learn from their mistakes, and where they can do it, where it's still relatively fresh on their mind, and get that project done. For instance, I do revisions for my high school students. I say, okay, you've got 1 month to revise this from when the original due date is. As a policy at the school, we get every assignment back within 1 week of when it was due, with the exception of some of the papers that are going to take longer to grade. And on those cases, it's 2 weeks. And so I tell my students, you have 1 month from when the assignment was due for you to revise. When I teach 7th or 8th grade classes, I take my cue from Debbie Shelburne, who has taught a lot of junior high classes, and she gives them 1 or 2 weeks to revise it. She has a really quick turnaround time, but she knows that students need that shorter amount of time if they're going to actually revise and learn from it, and just to develop that practice and that discipline of revising the assignments that need revising.
I'm glad you used the terms practice and discipline, and I think the quicker as dads and parents we can get on board with what the true intention of a revision opportunity is, it's not somebody giving them necessarily a second chance or giving them a better grade. It's giving the opportunity to learn what it is they're supposed to be learning. It's not, our goal at MCA isn't to get everybody passing. It's to get everybody understanding, learning, and mastering, ultimately, mastery of that subject or that particular area of that subject for that
project. Or it's to give them the opportunities to do that.
The opportunities, yeah, yeah. What we've discovered as parents is that it gives me a measuring stick as a dad where I can get a real clear, sharp indication of kind of where their heart is about what it is that they're learning and where their heart is about how much effort they're willing to put in to really learn this. Revisions is just a pretty frequent testing opportunity, if you want to look at it that way, to see where your kid's heart is and where their mind is and if they're matching up with the goals that you have as a family and the goals at MCA.
Yeah, revisions done well rewards character.
That's good.
Students that have some academic aptitude but maybe not A students their first time through, it says, hey, you can still be an A student if you want to take the time and energy and effort and spend that to revise your work to get it up to that 90 level or higher or whatever your goal is for yeah. that. And so it rewards character when it's done well.
On top of that, I would say, too, the policy of revision that we're talking about is specifically for the upper school. But as dads, just be aware that the same mechanism can be at play if it's taking out the trash or clearing the table or mowing the yard, that we need to be about the revision process just to be growing as a family and as dads. It's easy to get lazy when the yard's mowed bad. You go clean it up and you make it how you want it to be. With a revision mindset where everybody benefits, you hang in there and you give them the opportunity to hang in there until it gets to the quality of what we expect at my house and for our yard to be as an Eccles kind of thing.
Yeah, relationships are built on revisions. Life is built on revisions. Sometimes it seems counterintuitive to say, well, you don't get an opportunity to do second chances in life. That's not entirely true. Much of life, you have the opportunity to say, okay, how can I do better the next time? If you're in a job and you don't do well, your boss or your employer is going to come in and point those things out. They're probably not going to fire you unless it's just way out of bounds or maybe they're a bad boss. They're going to say, here's places that you're coming up short, do better next time. And they give you the opportunity to grow. Or like you said, with mowing the lawn, you can go clean up the edges if the edges need cleaning up. Healthy relationships are built on revisions. They're called asking for forgiveness and learning how to interact with your spouse or with other people. Revisions is the way that we can teach students and give students this opportunity to live life. It's not just simply for the academic thing, because it's pretty rare that you only get one shot and that's it. And you either pass, fail, and then you either move on or you're done.
We were talking about this earlier. My initial gut response is that, well, that's not realistic, just to have another chance and another chance and multiple opportunities to make things right, that's just not realistic. But once I really started thinking about it, that's extremely realistic. And typically the only place it's not realistic is in academics and in school testing and kind of the traditional models. But in life, like you're saying, that's extremely realistic. And it's very beneficial to get in the habit and the practice and the discipline of revising. And then from a parent standpoint, to be able to be faithful to provide those opportunities, put forth the effort and the energy to provide those opportunities to get the yard done right, to get that grade up to mastery level at MCA or whatever the case may be.
We've talked a good bit about revisions done well, which implies that revisions can be abused. I see three ways that revisions get abused at MCA. The first is, well, I'm just not going to apply myself the first time. I'll just revise it later. You're still going to have to do it if you want to pass. Students that take that mentality, they're really handicapping themselves and trying to do their work with one hand tied behind their back, because the best they can get is 70% after the fact, if that's what they're going to do. There may be a few times where that's a good strategy, like if you've got four tests in one day and it's like, well, I don't have time to study for all four of these because I've got a basketball game that night. Take one on the chin and revise that, but study up for the other three so you don't have to revise as much of it. That's going to be the exception. For the most part, do your best effort the first time. The second one is if you become over-dependent on revisions, just take them for granted of like, oh yeah, I'll always be able to revise, or you go off to college and it's like, so what can I do to get my grade back up and fix this? That's probably not going to be the case in college. I'm not aware of many colleges or any colleges for that matter that have that kind of model that's there. We've had some graduating students come back and say, man, assumed I would have some revisions in college and man, I wasn't prepared for that. You don't want to just be so overly dependent on those to get the grades that you want. that you're not prepared for that when you go off to college. And then the third is kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum, and that's kind of the difference of between perfectionism and excellence. There are some students that get like a 99 on assignment, and then they'll go back and they'll revise that one point every single time, just really meticulously. And that can be okay to do, because you're wanting to do your best, and that's something we want to encourage students to do, is to do your best. But we're not just asking students to do their best in this one subject. We're wanting them to do their best in life. And it can be easy and really subtle to just fall into that trap of perfectionism, of if I'm not perfect in everything that I do, and I may be doing 6 classes and 5 sports and 2 other social events, and I'm not perfect in all of those things, then I'm a failure or I'm not doing my best. That's simply not true. The difference between excellence or arete and perfection is as wide a difference between heaven and hell. When you're doing your best, you're resting in the effort that you were able to give. You're resting in the fact that you were faithful and that God is going to honor that. When you're trying to be perfect, you're falling into the same sin that got Satan in trouble way back before the earth came into existence. That's, I want to be like God. And that is always going to lead to frustration and futility, because the fact of the matter is we're not perfect, we're never going to be perfect, and we'll always be dissatisfied with our best efforts. And even in those rare moments where we might approach perfection, it's not going to last. There's always tomorrow. If you want to live a hellish life, aim for perfection. If you want to live a life pleasing for God, aim for excellence. And that those can be really subtle differences, but again, the outcomes are far diverse, and they're as diverse as heaven and hell on earth.
Well, going into those two topics, the difference between excellence and perfectionism, if that's something you need to explore and spend a little more time in, it is well worth the investment of your time, because that plagues a lot of especially high-achieving young people today and is the cause of a great deal of unnecessary stress and unhealthiness that, as dads, I just really encourage you to dive into that. If you need to speak to Brandon or anybody else to get a little more insight into it or to kind of clarify that, Brandon's available.
The heart of revisions is to help students learn to develop character. It rewards diligence. Proverbs 15:19 says, "The way of a lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway." And so students can be lazy and are not doing well the first time, or they can be lazy and just assuming those revisions are going to come in. And then the flip side of that is when they are faithful with revisions, it makes life go so much better. If they apply themselves the first time, they may not need to do revisions, and then life's going to go better. Or they may mess up, and they have the opportunity to learn from their mistakes, and then they're faithful to do those revisions, and then life goes better. But if it's just, I'm just going to not do it or not care, then consequences are going to begin to take care of themselves, and it's going to get thorny in life.
Brandon, thanks for clarifying a lot of things regarding the revision policy at MCA, and we look forward to delivering the next Good Night Dad podcast, and hope that you join us then. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.